It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Get the Belt Podcast, home of Melanin Magnificence and Kingdom of Belts, where what? Any motherfucker can get it, period. I am your host, Miles, and it feels good to be back. It might be a little bit late, girl. It might just be a little bit late, but we back in town. I want to start this episode off by saying thank you for listening. I also want to say thank you for watching. You know, this is the third episode. Get the Belt has been back, and we are very much on YouTube, ho. We are very much on YouTube. And I want to shout out to everyone that got one of my WhatsApp messages, because Lord knows I fucking broadcasted every motherfucker in there. And I said, you know what? We're back. My show, it's on YouTube. Please head over, subscribe. You know, I'm trying to grow this thing. And for the 700 messages I sent, the people that came through, you know who you are, because you'd be watching or listening. I just want to say a really big thank you from the bottom of my heart, because when you do the maths of the messages sent, how many people followed, it's given I need to go through my WhatsApp call list and my WhatsApp list and my contact list in general and just give it a refresh, because what is the point? Because when you motherfuckers want tickets somewhere, or you need a hookup, or you need a discount, or you need me to come to your event, or you want me to post, I show up. But none of those days. Not me giving the belt this early on in the podcast. What I wanted to say was thank you. That's the main message. I just want to say thank you. If you're already subscribed, amazing. If you're not subscribed, hit the button just below and subscribe to this podcast, because this is where we are. Not me and my little laptop to the side, girl. Right. So let's start this show as we normally do, with word of the week. I had two, but I want to make sure I give the right one that I'm really feeling this week. It's okay to be overwhelmed. It's okay to be overwhelmed. That is my word of the week this week. I'm not giving you no fancy, oh, do this, do that, or, you know, I'm not giving you something fancy. And it's also probably off the cuff, doesn't even sound too inspirational, but it actually is, because this week, in the last few weeks, if I'm being honest, I've been extremely overwhelmed. Like, every single time someone has said, how are you doing? And I've wanted to be, like, a little bit honest with the motherfucker. I'm like, you know what? I'm actually overwhelmed. I've got so many things going on. I've got all of these different jobs. I've got the podcast to do. I've got these auditions. I've got this self-tape. And my life also. I just also would like to, you know, cream at my knees and season my meat and marinate some shit and like cook and get to the gym. All of which has been a struggle to do, like, especially like the getting to the gym part, because I've had so many deadlines, so many things. I've been so overwhelmed. And you know what is okay? It's okay to be overwhelmed. And it's about processing it, taking it step by step, each little thing, breaking it down into tasks and having that belief in that you can do it. So when you feel overwhelmed, don't just give up. Don't just give up. But hopefully the things that you're overwhelmed by are good things. You know, I feel like to a certain extent, I've been overwhelmed recently with things that I want to do. So I do understand that you could feel overwhelmed with things that aren't, you know, things that you've not put out into the universe and things that you've not actioned and said, okay, I'm going to do this. But even in that sense as well, it's completely okay to be overwhelmed because we live in a world and in a life where I'm speaking directly to my LGBTQIA, my LGBTQDL community. Yeah, I'm speaking directly to you guys, especially the black and brown ones. This world that we live in, especially if we show up as ourselves, can be extremely demanding and overwhelming. Not for things that we want to do. Not because we're trying to get to the gym 6 days a week and work three jobs. No, but just because we're existing who and how we are and how we present ourselves. So it's okay to be overwhelmed. And it's also to be expected when you're operating and showing up it with such magnificence. Like, it ain't easy, girl, because if it was, everyone would do it. But in all seriousness, I'm just wanting everyone to know that it's completely fine and it's completely normal to be overwhelmed. But just take a deep breath in, take a deep breath out, and just go one by one, whatever that issue is, whatever that job is, and feel that overwhelmness. Don't run from it. That's the real word. Don't run from feeling overwhelmed, because when you run from it, you're probably going to be running from the issues that you have or running from all of the tasks that you have. And all of those tasks that you have, if not done, are going to get you where? Nowhere. And I want us to go somewhere. So yeah, that is this week's word of the week, that it is okay to be overwhelmed. So, obviously, it's just me. It's just little old me in the studio today. Just Miles Hart, just your babes. My week has been good. It's been, like, from word of the week, as you know, it's been motherfucking overwhelming. It really has. I've still got emails that I was meant to send weeks ago to send. Even getting to this studio was all a bit hectic and all a bit much, as you can see or cannot see. My sign is not here because I'm still trying to figure out with the people I record with, like, how it works, because I don't want to be... Like, I'm paying all of this money, and it's just proving, I don't know, like, worth it, yes, but just not as easy as I thought it'd be. Like, so, for example, I've come, and one of the benefits to a studio like this is that it's 24 hours, but, like, if you don't have your sign, which I don't, is giving, okay, well, how do I access it? Can I access it? What's the point in it being 24 hours if I can't then get the full facilities 24 hours? Like, it comes with its things. But I love it. Love the sofa. One thing I do think I'm going to do, though, is switch out. Not switch out their sofa, because, you know, the shit ain't mine. But maybe get, like, a cute little throw. Or, like, they do have pillows, which are disgusting, which is why you can't see them, because I take their motherfuckers off as soon as I press record, honey. But I'm thinking maybe I'll get, like, some little Get the Belt pillows. Ooh, yeah, I might do that. May do that. So if you know any black-owned businesses that make pillows or designs for pillows, what is it called? Like, that work with fabric, seamstresses, whatever, designers. Shoot me a link because I want to work with them because, yeah, it would be cute, a little Get the Belt and a little Get the Belt here for when it's just little old me. But yeah, I don't have a guest this week. It's just me. What have I been doing? Ooh, I've got some exciting news that I'm going to share with you guys later on. I'm going to be hosting a little something, something, a little something, something. And I'm very excited to do that. It'll be my first hosting gig. It's not a club. It's like an event screening situation. And I've manifested that, I think, because I've gone to a few screenings that I've loved. However, there's been times I'm like, that host, I could have done a better job. I could have done a better job. And now the girls in the streets know that I get on a mic. Yeah. They know I can get on a mic. So I'm just like, why am I not? Why is no one hollering me? Like, I wanted an agent and I'm with this agency, but they're not really getting me that many like presenting gigs, if I'm being honest. All the presenting gigs I've got, I source myself. But yeah, I'm gonna be hosting something which I'm excited to like post to the socials and stuff. Also had a few rejections. I had so many motherfucking rejections this week, and it's been so long. Rejections in terms of like the performing industry, but they always said that this was what it was about. But I was really lucky, I think, to have come out of college and like just I got one no, and that one no was when I auditioned for Lion King, and I think I got three rounds in, and I did it all independently, but I was still in my last year at uni, at the Odang Academy. And when I got to my third round in, I think the faculty there were like, oh, right, okay, this could be serious. So like, Miles, right, don't work on it by yourself anymore. The material that they give you, let's go and speak to the head of department for music, and he'll work it through it. He'll work through it with you and get it together so you can, do the thing. So, okay, lit, 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 lit. Did it with him. He changed up some stuff, how I was singing it. Wicked. Went to the audition, did it how he said. Rejection. Other than that, when I just did everything myself, booked, 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 and got booked. So, yeah. But this week, haha. Yeah. The rejections were coming thick. Strong and fast, like Raheem Shabazz, honey. Yeah. And the girls that get it. But we keep it moving. It did get me down quite a bit, but what am I gonna do when I'm down? I processed it, I felt it, and I kept it pushing and went straight into doing another self-tape. I just had to put it back on. But yeah, it's been a wild week. What are we in now? February, January, March, March. Yeah, it's been crazy. I'm definitely learning. I need to be more organized, honey. But other than that, good week. I've got more exciting news to share with you in terms of my performing work. So, despite the no's come, whoa, whoa. Despite the no's coming and me getting the rejections, I have also been blessed with a yes. Okay. And I can't say whether it is just yet, but when I do, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the shenanigans that are gonna happen on this job. And it may be like one of my first, I don't wanna say leading role, but like principal character situations, but let's keep that. Shh. But yeah, right, let's get on with the show. And it is now time for Melanin Magnificence. My Melanin Magnificence this week goes to Adedeke Bakare. Now, she is a Nigerian woman who lives in London. She became the first black woman to get a Michelin star in the United Kingdom. B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b- where she's from. Nigeria, Gura. Nigeria. Now, she's received a Michelin star and a Michelin placade, or whatever they call the certificate, for her cooking. Her restaurant is in Fitzrovia. Fitzrovia. I can never remember how to say these English words. Fitzrovia. Just like a 5-minute walk from Soho in central London. Now, her restaurant, let me look it up. Her restaurant serves Nigerian, or as she states on her website, West African food, but with a modern twist. So I just want to say big, big up you for being the first ever black woman to get this in the UK. That is so dope. And it brings me much joy to know that it is a Nigerian lady with serving up West African food. So her restaurant is called Chishuru. And yeah, if you ever in London, Chishuru, I'll put the description in the bio of the episode, or if you're watching me on YouTube, you can get all the links in the description below the video. But yeah, make sure you go, make sure you post, let's show you know auntie, make sure you go and make sure you tell auntie Miles from Get the Belt Podcast sent you, because I just know the food there's going to slap someone on the Instagram and it just looks nice things. But I'm trying to even get a little bit that more snatch for summer, so maybe I won't go. I'll go, but portion control. But me and Nigerian food, the portion control doesn't really be controlling. So yeah, my melanin magnificence goes to you, Auntie. Bap, bap, bap. I'm going to be in the restaurant very, very soon. Right, let's get on with the rest of the show. It is time for Miles Measures. So I want to talk a little bit about Big Brother. Now, I've never really been one for watching reality TV. That was until I met my partner and then started watching Zeus reluctantly at the start. Now, I'm addicted to you. Shout out to Cassie. I'm very much addicted to that shit. I love it. I just fucking love it. So it's something new for me to be, you know, this heavily invested in Celebrity Big Brother, especially it being British and like many white people. I'm just like, what am I doing? But I want to speak specifically about ZZ Meals. Now, I originally wasn't the biggest ZZ fan. I respected her and I paid attention to her. I did find her quite. Or I found what I received of her or from her via the internet quite annoying and problematic. But hey ho, I get it. I know I say some problematic shit to some and I know I can be quite opinionated. So that's why I've never like disliked her. But I've just been a bit like, oh, OK, you come across as the chaotic and quite negative, quite judgy, if I'm being honest. But then again, I've only ever watched a handful of her full-length interviews and only ever seen the clips and the snippets. And I guess that same thing could be said about me if you only hear 8 seconds or 15 seconds of what I have to say as opposed to listening to the full spectrum of what I had to say. Quick pause. Last week, Phil Samba really tried to diagnose me with ADHD or some learning difficulties. And I believe, like I said last week, I believe it to be true. At least a small, small speech impediment. Anyway, let me come back to it. But yeah, so she's now gone into the house and I'm really expecting, like, not to really vibe, but I was open-minded. I love that hoe now. I love that hoe. I was also unsure about how her and Marisha were going to merge, and I feel like they're not really, we don't really see them kiki and too tough like that. Like I said, I feel like ZZ really gives me real authentic unapologetic black girl from South London who is just about it and has an array of emotions. I think last week I described it as like she's a well-rounded emotional being. Like, I've seen her happy, I've seen her sad, I've seen her down, I've seen her cuss, we've seen quite a bit. And I was just worried that because Marisha's always been, like, you know, on the stage, and she even spoke about it on Celebrity Big Brother and said, I'm always fabulous and excellent and da-da-da-da-da, but at home I get really insecure. And obviously we all know that people are like, we know that not everyone's always going to be up. So it is a bit weird when someone presents as always up. Which is why I was at all these two, I don't know. I was intrigued to see how that would look like. But they've hit it off. Like I said, they're not exactly like friends like that on there. But ZZ, I've really come to love. Especially because of the mad shit that, what's his name, Louis's been doing in that house. Louis, yeah. I don't like the way Louis's going on. It's giving me three-faced bitch, not even two. It's giving three-faced bitch. And he just seems to be stirring the pot, going over there, saying one thing, going to the person that he just said something wild about and smiling in their face. It's giving passive-aggressive. It's giving all the things I don't like about a straight white man in this one gay man. Yeah. It's not really doing it for me and Louis. No. But yeah, ZZ has found herself already in a few little situations. One with that Lauren ho. I just want to say, that Lauren woman was really ZZ Mills Sr. Like, you could see beyond the filler, the Botox, and everything, that she was old enough to be ZZ's maybe mother. Maybe. But definitely auntie, yeah? And there were certain conversations that they were having where ZZ was making all the sense. And this is where I really found my love for her, because I could see you, okay, you're not instigating these arguments or these confrontations, but you're seeing them through. And you're seeing them through with intelligence and due diligence. Like, you're talking your shit. You're not just being problematic for the sake of it. You're standing in what you believe in, and you're doing it proudly. And she knows the risk of doing that as a dark-skinned black woman on TV in this Britain. She knows the risk. She's spoken about it. So she knew what she was getting into when she proceeded to engage with this Laurel girl. And I thought, yeah, I know that you're doing this for more than just you, because I spoke on the podcast last week where she had said on someone else's podcast that, you know, we as black women should be in black British, not in black, well, we as black women should be on British TV, because if we don't, then we're never going to normalize our space there. So yeah, it might be shit for us now, but the more of us that go on and occupy those spaces, it's just going to be normalized. And so I feel like that's why she was doing what she was doing when engaging with that, you know, baboon about the fucking oranges and the beef that this girl had. Like, Lauren got called out by Big Brother himself for talking shit about ZZ and breaking the rules. She got outed. Her and Louis got outed by Big Brother, not by ZZ. She got outed, told that she was in the wrong for talking shit about ZZ, then still continued to play the victim. Playing the victim and the villain at the same time. It was really giving that. And proceeded to, like, go on and on at ZZ. And then when ZZ came back to her and was like, well, no, you just needed to say sorry and da-da-da-da-da. Lauren had the audacity to turn around and be like, she's having a go at me when I'm upset, so she's a horrible person. And then I think she even closed off one of the arguments by saying, well, you can't think for me, can you? And it's giving, bitch, are you 15? Are you 15? What grown-ass woman goes google with her neck and with all of the seriousness and all of the chest says, well, you can't think for me, can you? It's childish. So props for ZZ for, like, standing her guns. Props to you, ZZ, as well for showing up for not just you, but for, like, black women and black people on British television. And I feel like, hopefully, if this crazy United Kingdom aren't just too drenched in racism and hate, hopefully they see that as well. And they see how obvious the situation was, that you were in the right and they were fucking up. Big shout out to Sharon as well for saving you. I thought she was going to save Louis. But yeah. I was really, really happy to see you stay. I'm really happy to see you developing and showing the world and showing the nation more of you. Yeah, you've got a fan in me, girl. I fucking love it. I'm questioning one of their sexuality though. And I put a little tweet, like, I like to be open and honest with it. I'm not going to, like, if someone identifies as something, I'm not going to say that they're not. Yeah, because that's, you identify how you want to identify as, but it is what it is. But that Nikita one, I swear at the beginning they said he had a girlfriend, or he said he's got a girlfriend. I don't know. But it's giving gay. Or he's giving bisexual. I just want to know, just so I can understand the way things are feng shuiing between him and the autistic one, the one that with a good vibrato in the singing challenge. What's his name? Young one. The young one with the boyfriend, who did openly say he was gay, but is doing up cuddle and swinging around and embracing and touchy-touchy with Nikita, the choreographer with the hips and the Uggs. Yeah, if you know, let me know. It'd be interesting to find out, because for me, I just want to know how the partners are feeling. Because if I saw my man or my girl in a Big Brother house being swung around by someone else and hugged up on all the time, I'd have something to say. You know, a bitch might just leave the house single. I don't know. But yeah, I want to know either how Nikita's girlfriend or boyfriend, or if they have a partner, how they're feeling, and how, you know, little baby boy, gay, autistic one is called. What is his name? Shit, don't come for me. I was also discussing with some friends how I would absolutely be trash on Big Brother. Not just because of the wild things I would say, but when it came to eviction time and we're in diary room and it got time to say people's names, it would be the young autistic one. Yeah, nice voice, him. And then the black, no, because I know Zizi Wells, but I know her from before, so that doesn't count. And I know Marisha because she's in my industry and I've seen her a few times. David, well, I would just struggle with the people them's names, okay? I would struggle. But yeah, I can't wait to go home and watch it tonight. I'm really wrapped up in it. I'm loving the deepness of it. And what's her name? The one that was on Love Island. Bitch. Two-faced. Opinionated. I think she's racist too. Her not liking ZZ Mills for being opinionated and digga digga dig, when she in the same breath will love Laura for being opinionated and also speak highly of herself because she knows what she wants. And is that, but when ZZ does it, is a problem? No. No. Always picking fights with people. Always being rude with people. Girl, we get it. You're on Love Island. We don't care. We don't care. It was fine. When my man Coulson, I think that's his name, was like, oh, so did you have to nominate people on Love Island? No, it's not the same. It's not Love Island is different. I was just like, babe, he never asked you if it was the same. It was a yes or no fucking question. Like, do you nominate people on there? Yes or no? He's not saying, is it similar to Big Brother? My guy knows, babe, that Love Island and Big Brother are different things. He asked you one simple question: do you have to nominate? And she wanted to throw her fucking entitled pram toys out of the pram and be like, "Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same." Bitch, did he ask you if it was the same? Yeah, her. Not for me. Anyway. Let me see what we are going to talk about next. Right, so let's talk about our royal ass family. So, I don't really pay them much attention, but there was a picture that circulated of Kate Middleton and her picnic doing up hugs on Mother's Day. And she was like, it was posted from like their official account, I think. Bear with me, because I don't really know the details, that, you know, she was saying, oh, yay, here I am with my family, happy Mother's Day to everyone. But allegedly, she's been missing for months. Now, I don't really be checking for her like that, and the Middletons and them people them aren't really on my timelines or anywhere. unless, you know, one of them is reportedly being racist or there's some drama-llama, like now. So the video was edited, the picture that was posted was edited. She's not been seen since this alleged abdominal surgery, but some people are saying it could also be a BBL surgery, which I think is jokes. I think it's absolute jokes. Do I see it being true? No. But would I like to see a Kate Middleton with a BBL? Yes. Maybe then she might just be on my timeline. But yeah, this picture was doctored and posted by the royal family. Now, people are like jumping up and down about this, but I've watched a couple documentaries and a few things about the royal family, you know, and it's, I think it is kind of common knowledge that they would like, that they've been editing themselves into pictures from like back in the day with portraits and stuff. Instead of it being, you know, a hand-painted picture that they're editing people into now, it's now just social media. I get that they come with different connotations and, you know, when a picture gets posted onto Instagram, like, oh, happy Mother's Day, it becomes very specific. It becomes about the moment and the time. Whereas the family portrait that would be painted was kind of just a picture of the family. They didn't really get one done, to my knowledge, every Mother's Day or things like that. It was just, this royal family.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If a new edition came along, then yeah, they may do a new one. But this was very much, hello world, it's Mother's Day. This is us on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. That photo was removed. Kate Middleton has since allegedly spoken up to apologise about the picture and claimed and accepted editing it. However, I don't trust none of this narrative, because for that picture to come out, first of all, from any of those people's royal accounts, like the official royal accounts, we all know already after the Meghan Markle thing that it's all a setup. It's all ran by other people. It's not really what they believe. So how do we even know that was her that posted it? How do we know it wasn't just the system or the system, the royal, there's a fucking word there, but I can't remember that shit, but the powers that be actually posted it, not her. And I doubt that it was even her that apologised for editing it. Do I think that she edited it? No. Do I think that she posted it? No. I think it's all being done by someone else. Now, we don't know why she hasn't been seen. They're saying it's because of this alleged BBL or the my fucking, what's it called, or the abdominal surgery. But some people are also saying that the prince cheated with some model. I don't know. I don't keep up with the Kardashians like that. But yeah, outrage, outrage, outrage. It's further reason why I don't give a fuck, because it's all fake. It's all for tourism purposes. It's all to maintain this weird system that I don't understand and think is extremely outdated and extremely wrong and nonsensical and racist. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, thought I'd give my 2 pence on that. Do I give a fuck where Kate Middleton's at? No. Do I believe or get affected by any of this hype? No. I just think it's just time for them to go. The whole royal family, I think it's just time for them to just to move on and just go and do something else somewhere, because it's just, I just find it completely boring. Central C, whose real name is Oakley Neal, recently had an interview and sat with Vogue to discuss his ethnicity. Now, I looked at that boy and I always just thought he was either, like, white. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was white. He always looked like a spicy white. He always looked like a little spicy white, but he's come forward for the first time ever, which I don't understand, to discuss his race, which he says his father is Guyanese, I think it was, and Chinese. I think the mother was white. I don't get the obsession. I'm going to start right there. I'm speaking to all my LGBTQDL community that are obsessed with this skinny boy in the tracksuits. Now, I know that we all know that a skinny boy, generally the skinny boys, have a thick personality. But he really ain't be that cute. I don't see it. He's got a pretty face, but he doesn't give me sexy. He doesn't give me sexy. And I think there's something about me thinking that he was just spicy white, but really, really pushing the blackness of it all, even from the music to the fashion sense to the way he spoke. And it just gave me culture vulture. But, you know, he's come forward and said that, you know, his daddy's a bit seasoned. So I love that for him. However, the interviewer, did say that when she asked him about his roots, he was hesitant in responding. So I want to know what that hesitancy is about, Oakley. Why are you not saying it? Because you've been raised by your white mother. Are you proud of it? You must be proud of it, because you're using the culture and, you know, having the culture and in your music and your artistry and how you present, it's helping you make the money. But why have you never been proudly, you know, my daddy, Alabama? You know, why have you not wanted to do that? I think that's very, very interesting. I find when people don't speak about something, it's either because they care a lot about it or they're ashamed. And I would love to know which one it is, and why he felt that now, okay, I'm going to let these motherfuckers know. Let me know you guys' thoughts. If you are watching this on YouTube, get in the comments right now. And you tell me, do you think he's fine? If you are, no, you can't even respond on the podcasting app, so sorry guys. If you're only listening to this, head on over to YouTube where you can see my tired ass face and get in the comments. Do you think he's fine? Do you think, well, I think he'd be telling the truth, but why do you think that he's been so reluctant and was so hesitant to come and just tell us, yo, my dad's Guyanese, Chinese, like, what? What was the reason? Ooh, so, Beyonce. Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter. I want to apologise first to you if you ever listen to this or anyone in your camp listens to this. I unfortunately didn't get to watch the Renaissance tour. Not the Renaissance tour, I saw the tour, but I didn't get to see the film. Because the way life is set up right now, being in a relationship, means I can't just do whatever the fuck I want when I want to do it. And things that I enjoy doing, I most of the time, more than not, want to share that experience with my partner. But when my partner isn't here, or when my partner isn't here to do things I want to do, I end up suffering. And I suffered and didn't get to watch the Renaissance in the cinema, despite really, really, really wanting to. That never came to fruition. But I'm not, I'm learning now about balance, and actually, if there's a film again, Beyonce, I'm going to be there, and I will not be waiting on anyone. I'll put it out there. Don't get it twisted. I will put it out there. Please, let's do this, do this. But if it gets, if there's like, it's only on for like 8 weeks, we're not going to get to week 5 and I've not seen it. Like, that's just on period. Because it got to weeks, if it got weeks in, and it was like, there was just no movement. And like, yeah, if in, for future, for me and for anyone else out there, do what you want to do, girls, boys, and non-binds. Do what you want to do, because otherwise you're going to end up like me and end up having to watch it on YouTube. I apologise, Beyonce. I apologise, but when I saw it, I saw it on the YouTube and I had to watch it, and I'm surprised it wasn't taken down. It was literally up there for one day. When I saw it, you know, it said like Renaissance, full film. And everyone was in the comments, please don't share it. Don't share it. Don't make it bait, because she's going to take it down. It was there and it still is there. And I've now found another one in 180p. This one was at 4. It wasn't good, good quality. It was decent quality. But the one up is now 180p HD. So, ooh. But I'm still going to have my little event where I hire a space and watch it in the screen, because I still deserve that. I still deserve that whole experience, you know, getting dressed up. But yeah, watch that. Anyway, in other news, she has now finally let us all know that there is a new album coming. And it is country. And it's called Cowboy Carter. Dolly Parton has already come out and said that she thinks that Beyonce may have recorded a cover of her hit song, Jolene. I don't remember. The only thing I know about that song, Jolene, is there was one year I went to her house to watch the Grammys live, and that song just kept on getting played. I think they were just getting awards and awards and awards and awards. But it is alleged that Beyonce will be covering that. I don't know. People are in two minds. You've got many people out there saying, oh, Beyonce doing country. Beyonce been doing country. Beyonce is from the country. Houston, Texas, baby. Beyonce's been doing country music from time ago. Even on Lemonade, like I said, she did a whole Daddy Lessons. In a lot of her campaigns as well for like Ivy Park, there was a whole thing where she was a cowgirl in the rodeo on the horses and stuff. Like, she'd been doing it. So I'm excited to see what her take on country music is. She's had so many support. She's had a lot of support from an array of people, from musicians in the country music realm and outside. So, yeah, I'm so gassed for this. I think it's coming on the 29th of March. So, yeah. And her and Aya, did you guys see on my Instagram, I posted about a month or two ago, before Beyonce went to the Grammys, I wore the same white cowboy hat she did. And I put it on my Instagram and I said, bitch, it's about to be my cowboy era. It's about to be my cowgirl era. A couple weeks later, boom, Beyonce does it. Her and me and her, we're like this. She doesn't know it, but we are connected. We're connected. So nobody come for me when you say, oh, Marsha's just doing that because of Beyonce. Oh, yeah, it's just it now. Because I've been saying that I was about it. Yeah? I've been. But yeah, I'm very excited for this album. I am still going to continue to be in my cowboy era, cowgirl era. I'm not exactly in it now. The fit right now isn't really cowboy, but I will be very much there. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I wanted to chat to you about this week. I don't really feel like there's been a lot. No. Right, coolie. Oh, let's get into the questions. It's question time. Right. Hey, Miles, if you could swap lives with any fictional character for a day, what would it be and why? P.S. Oh, just nice things. Cute. Fictional character for a day. That's a really good question, actually. A fictional character. I don't really watch fictional things, so it'd have to be from, like, my childhood. What the fuck? Fictional character. I would like to be Storm. Yeah, I'd want to be Storm because I think that she's, like, absolutely fire. Storm or Wolverine? Oh, no, Wolverine is too troubled. I love Wolverine, and I used to, like, run around the house, like, do that and pretend that was him and, like, stab bitches up and caca. But, no, he's too troubled. So fuck that. No, Storm, yeah. Storm flies around, bad bitch, controls the air, the atmosphere. I prefer Storm with long hair. I don't know if that's unpopular, but the pixie cut wasn't it for me. I like a bitch with inches, you know, inches on my girls. So if I was to be Storm, that fictional character controlling the weather, flying, I'd be with all the inches. Secondly, I would, a fictional character, probably like to be... My mind is really going to Harry Potter. But then I think I would like to be Voldemort, but without the, like, horrible skin. Like, I'd love to be a villain. Like, I'd love to be, like, ooh. I'd love to be the bad guy. I'd love to be the bad guy. I think there's something, like, really fun about it. But, yeah, I'd like to be, yeah, either Storm or Voldemort. And the next question is... Hello, Miles. Loving the podcast return. They've been so great, and I'm your number one subscriber on YouTube. I love that, but I don't know how you can be the number one. Maybe you meant, like, the first, but anyway, number one subscriber on YouTube. What's the most adventurous or risque place you've ever had an intimate relations? Please do not say my name, but I love the show. Thank you so much, first and foremost, for subscribing. Lots of love. It may have been in... Ooh, I think to the best of my knowledge, I think I may have had a moment with somebody in the Ivy. In the Ivy, which is like a posh-ish restaurant in central London. In the bathrooms there, I think they were really nice and they smelled great, and things just got a bit heated. I think there. Otherwise, I'm quite a good boy, really. Yeah. In the bathrooms at the Ivy. Classy. We'll do one more. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, this one looks good. Hey, Miles. I want to say I really love the show. I think you're hilarious and the guests you have on are great. I've only been a subscriber for the last couple of weeks, but I'm loving it and can't wait to get into all of your previous episodes. Can you please share a moment when you truly felt seen and accepted for who you are within the LGBTQ plus community? Congratulations on the award. Lots of love, new listener. Aww, that's a good question. When I truly felt seen and accepted for who you are within the LGBTQ plus community. I don't think there's ever been like a moment where I'm like, okay, now I feel seen for who I am by my community. But I get like moments where certain individuals, like if something happens, this is a really good question. Okay, so I would have to say the most profound moment that sticks out to me was when I won my LGBTQIA plus award for LGBTQIA champion at the Black British Theatre Awards. I felt truly seen by my community. And that's not because the people that gave me the award are from the community, because I don't think they all are. I think maybe one or two of the people on the board are, but not all of them. And it was a theatre award, so it wasn't about the community. It wasn't like, you know, I was at the GLAAD Awards or Gay Times or something like that. However, when I posted it and said, I've got this award and I'm super proud and, you know, all the things you say, the people from my community, some that I've met and some that I haven't, in the comments or when they would message, were like, this is so well deserved. You absolutely deserve this. This should have been yours, like, way back when. And people that were there afterwards, like, you know what? This undoubtedly was going to be yours. You've been out here. You've been doing the work. You've done the events. You come on your podcast. You talk about the things and you give back to the community and you have this, and like, we see you, like, this is yours. Of course, Miles, like, congrats. That was very like a I feel seen kind of moment. Because up until then, yeah, I've been doing the podcast and I show up as myself. And but that was, yeah, that feedback that I got really made me realize that actually the people on the other end of the lens, other end of the screen, or listening to my voice, or coming to the events I've put on, or just following me on social media, it made me feel like, yeah, Miles, we see you, and this is well deserved. And like, yeah, that's it. Well, thank you for your questions. Please do keep them coming in. If you want to send a question to the show, just email contact@getthebeltpod.com or send us a DM on our Instagram. And you can send us a little voice note. As you can see, I've got my phone. I can just play it up on here. You could be my special guest, honey. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I've left out. I don't think there is. No, there isn't. So before we get into Get the Belt, I just want to remind all you motherfuckers that I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm grateful that you're watching. But to share, like, and comment on this shit, you know, I'm really, really trying to make this bigger so I can get better guests for you guys, better production, get us them pillows in this bitch. And yeah, I really want people to laugh the way you laugh and learn the way you learn, and you guys didn't know who, well, maybe you did, but if you didn't know who Phil Samba was last week, or you didn't know who the CEO from Carterware was, or you had never heard of Kush Jumbo, or you hadn't heard the fucking wisdom of Kelechi Okafor before, or you didn't know who the Style Idealist was, or you didn't know who Ty Hunter was, you find out because of this podcast. I want other people to. So please share, subscribe and comment. And yeah, I'm grateful for all of you that already are. It means the world. But now it is time for us to get the belt, bitch. Right, I'm going to keep my belt short and sweet this week. Not the hair flick. Shit, who do I think I am? Right. My belt goes to all of the fucking black Tories. Yeah, I said it. I'm sick and tired. So earlier on in the press this week, we saw that Diane Abbott was once again on the receiving end of hate, racism, and just pure evilness. Like, this motherfucking guy, what is his name? Some guy that, a donor for the Tory, for the Tories, who allegedly has given them like 10 million over the last year, when were reportedly, not even reportedly, said some shit to, about Diane, saying that, well, oh yeah, when I look at her, it just makes you want to like hate all black women and da 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 da. No, right. Not only does he get the belt for saying some wild shit like that, but all the black Tories that remain black Tories that didn't speak up about this and have remained silent, you all get the fucking belt. Because, like, what in the fuck? Like, how can you be an MP, especially the MPs, how can you be a PM, an MP, a black MP, and see another black person be on the receiving end of racism and then still be okay with it and still not speak up about it? It's given where your morals, and you're out here, like affecting how we function as a society. It's always been a bit wayward when I see, like, black or LGBTQ people on that side of the fence anyway. But when things are actively happening and making headlines where, you know, you people that are giving the Tories money are being racist and just outright horrible to this black woman who has already expressed how difficult and vulnerable it is for her to just travel and just be about because of the attacks that have happened in the last like year or so. Like, there's been, I think, two stabbings or two killings to either black MPs or other MPs, and she's just like, listen, I don't drive, so I have to get on buses. I have to do this and that. And now you are spinning this narrative and saying this shit about me that I'm, you know, that when you look at me, it just makes you want to hate all black women, that she should be shot. That she should be shot. The fact that this man hasn't been arrested. Mind-blowing to me. Now, Downing Street wanted to say that this wasn't racism and they didn't want to comment on it. Then Rishi finally saw his fucking front and his back and said, you know what? I really can't be that much of a dick. Especially as like one of our first fucking, you know, ethnic prime ministers. And he came forward and said, you know what? Yes, it is racism and like we don't condone that. But let's not congratulate a fish for fucking swimming. Anyway, all the black Tories that remain black Tories, you get the belt. All of the black Tories that haven't spoken up about it, and all the other Tories, but specifically the black Tories, yeah? People want to come come and say to me or say behind my back more often than not, oh, Miles is just, oh, only has black people on his podcast and it's all black, and black, melanin magnificence and everything black is great. No, not everything black is great, okay? Because on this show, I've cussed out black people numerous amounts of times. Okay, don't ever fucking get it twisted. At the beginning of this podcast, I say where anyone can get it, not just white people. Don't paint me with that brush, because I love me some white people. I've got some great white friends, okay? And speaking on that, that's hard of a situation. But earlier on this week, I had someone say, Miles, oh, I know you. I was at one of my little muggle jobs, and they were like, oh, I know you, I'm really going on a tangent here. But they were like, you do the podcast. Yeah, yeah, I love it. I subscribe to get a white man. So don't paint me with that brush. Because my name was white too, yeah? And I see whiteness, and then I see white people, and there's a very big difference. I don't like whiteness, the political stance. the political being of whiteness. I mean, I like it. But yeah, all the black Tories out there, all of you motherfuckers get the belt. All of you motherfuckers get the belt, because that was a moment for you to at least, that was a moment where you could still be a dick of a Tory, but at least let the rest of us know that, okay, like, you've still got values and, like, you're not completely in the head by being like, okay, yeah, that's not right, but like, we're still doing this. But the fact that you remained silent just made me think, okay, yeah, you're all fucking brainwashed, fam. You're all fucking brainwashed. Like, what? This man came forward and literally said, oh, yeah, she should be shot. And you guys are just like, yeah, great, yeah, let's go. Yes, no. It's given you're all coons. It's given you're brainwashed. And it's given you're all on some fuckery shit. All of you get the belt. All of you. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Get the Belt. I think I've kept it nice and short and sweet. Last week's episode was like 2 hours, so... yeah, we really got in some things. I want to thank you all for listening again. Remember, if you want to send in some questions, contact@getthebeltpod.com is the place to go to. And we don't just want your questions. I want to hear your tea. I want to hear the goss. And I want to hear who you want to give melanin magnificence to. I want to hear who you want to give the belt to. You know, just saying, it's like free therapy, girl. Free therapy. Anyway, thank you guys for listening and thank you for watching. I got a bounce because I got places to be and auditions to prep for. But I want to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to everyone that has been supporting, you know, this comeback thus far. The comments, the shares, the subscribes, following us on TikTok. We on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, the lot. It's all Get The Belt Pod, at Get The Belt Pod. I'll put it right here or somewhere on the screen. But yeah, thank you so much for following and sharing all that. Like, it means the world. And yeah, it's all about the community. It's all about the vibe. So yeah. Anyway, I gotta go. You have been listening to the host. You have been listening to the podcast that is known as the home of melanin magnificence and the kingdom of belts. I am Miles Hart, and you, man, yells, and non-binaries them, have been listening to Get the Belt.